This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Again, wall-to-wall coverage. The only morning show in town and probably America that's covering this. But we're quite concerned about Joe the Pigeon. Joe the Pigeon is a racing pigeon from Portland, Oregon. And he got lost on his race. And he flew out over the Pacific Ocean and ended up down in Australia where they're going to kill the bird, right?
Yeah, they're going to kill him because he'll screw up their ecosystem because it's obviously an island. He's not indigenous to it. So they need to... And so that really upset me. How can you make that kind of journey? I mean, that is like life-changing journey. You get to a beautiful, amazing island with, I mean, if you've ever been to Australia, there are freaking parrots everywhere. Mm. I mean, so he's just like, whoa, there's beautiful bird love everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, I mean... There's a lot of action there.
Instead of condemning him to death,
right.
Maybe you give the bird a medal. He flew 8,000 miles.
Exactly.
He did something no bird can do, right?
Yeah.
So why aren't you praising him? I mean, you should be making Joe your state or country bird.
Your country bird.
Well, I'll put him on the flag or something.
Pigeon.
You know what
okay,
I mean?
Do you remember they have beautiful tropical birds there?
Yeah, but those birds can't fly 8,000 miles. I think Joe needs to be on the flag, the Australian flag.
That goes. Right.
Now, Jamie, and you've not heard this, there's an update this morning. I told Schmidl, I said, buddy, you got to stay on this story hard. Mm-hmm. And he did. He was up all night.
Really?
Getting updates on Joe the Pigeon.
Oh, I was.
Let's go live to the newsroom right now with Schmidl standing by with that update.
So last night, a local Australian pigeon rescue group, they picked up the thing and they know that it went viral, right? Everyone wants to save Joe the Pigeon.
Yeah.
So they did some investigating and they found out, we believe he is not an American pigeon at all. Rather, an Australian pigeon wearing a knockoff American ring that anyone can buy on eBay.
Joe's been framed.
Wait.
Joe the Pigeon has been.
Hold on. Wait, are you getting this? No. Why would anybody put an imposter on a thing on his a leg and make him an imposter pigeon?
A fake tag.
They're not going to make him an imposter pigeon.
Jamie, there are nasty people down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
yeah.
In the face of growing evidence, last night, the Department of Agriculture in Australia announced in its statement that it had concluded that Joe the Pigeon is highly likely to be Australian. It's satisfied that the bird's leg band is a fraudulent copy of a legitimate leg band.
He didn't even make that 8,000-mile trip.
The whole thing's fake. Everything's fake. It's a setup. It's a setup.
He's being framed. Joe is being framed right now.
Yeah.
I don't even understand how you get... First of all, who are people that buy fake pigeon leg things? And where do you buy those?
And how do you catch one to put one on them?
There's so many questions.
There are nasty, evil people everywhere on this planet.
Yeah.
And down under, of course, there are people down there like that. Somebody slapped this on there. And I'll tell you, remember the story yesterday was once Joe arrived in Australia, he must be a striking bird because he found love upon his arrival.
Yeah.
He was dating a dove down there.
Yeah, he's a stud. First day there.
Yeah.
Or the dove's a whore. We don't know.
Well, I think the dove could be behind this. Women are like that, you know.
This is like... I can't even put my head around this one. This one is so weird. Okay, so you see a pigeon in your yard, and you're like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go on Amazon and buy a fake little ring tag that says he's from Oregon and then tell the news that he flew from Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Is it that guy? Is he the one that's lying? The guy that found him in the yard?
Oh.
I don't know. There's still more to the story that we don't know about.
No, I think BJ's onto something. It's the dove.
I think the dove.
She took out a life insurance plan on him.
And she wanted him dead?
Yeah.
And he's knocked off, she gets everything, right?
This is so weird.
I watch a lot of crime shows.
Oh, my God. This is so weird, right?
Can you believe that? It's a setup. Somebody caught the bird, threw the fake tag on there, and then he was facing, you know, execution. And then it turns out that it's all just rigged.
Somebody said, well, wait, none of this makes sense because I thought there weren't pigeons in Australia and that's why they wanted to kill him.
No, they have pigeons.
Okay.
Yeah, now we're discovering they do have pigeons. That was a part of the fake story yesterday, too.
Right.
But they don't even have pigeons down there.
Somebody said he was hoping to get to say that it was a real tag so they'd send him back and he could get his green card.
Ah. Trip to America. Right?
So it was actually Joe the pigeon that was pretending to be from Oregon.
I know that.
It was a 50-50 shot.
There you
Death
go.
Or America.
There's the update on Joe the Pigeon. It looks like he's alive and not going to be executed.
So weird. This is crazy.
No, I got to hand it to you, buddy.
Yeah, very nice.
Very good job. Why do you stay on top of the story?
Very nice.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.